from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Oh, is there an engineer in the house? Possibly. The gadget guide is on the way. Hello, guys.
Good evening. I can't actually see you. I'm sort of generally hiding behind a monitor.
But no, I can't see you. I can hear a voice. Oh, there we are. Hello.
Hello.
That's good. I like the T-shirt. It's nice.
Binary.
Oh, anyway, thanks for bringing us along, Julian, and welcome along to gadget guide number 37 we're up to now. Of course, we missed last week, actually, because of the Children in Need outside broadcast. So
certainly well done again to the 105 crew for raising over £2,000.
A new record, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Anyway, let's have a quick roundup of what's been going on in the news, shall we? Because there's been a few interesting bits and pieces, really. What have we got lined up first? Windows XP is still sort of sitting there and in its death throes, really,
well,
isn't it?
It's still a supported operating system from Microsoft until April next year, but anyone using XP who uses Adobe Reader, which a lot of people do to read PDF files, is now encouraged to update their Adobe Reader to the latest version. So the version that is the most current is version 11. If you're using anything older, please remove it and install version 11, because there's a serious bug in Adobe Reader which allows a corrupted PDF to actually install a virus and take over your PC.
Ouch, nasty. Another one is Bitcoin. So you might have heard of this. This is the sort of online virtual currency, I think, is probably the best description. And it, I guess you can think of it a little bit as a kind of geeky PayPal, if you want.
Something like that,
But it's not. It's a currency in its own right. And that means that it has an exchange rate. And in the last few weeks, really, prompted by a few bits and pieces going on in the US, its value has really soared. And it actually hit the $1,000 mark, didn't it?
Yep. And on tonight's weekend waffle, you guys are going to have a Bitcoin story, I believe.
Yes, we will. Yes.
But for the people who want to know what Bitcoins are, www.bitcoins.com was recently set up, which will explain all about Bitcoins. So that will be your best place to go and find out and learn about Bitcoin.
How does the value equate to your average Central American currency?
$1,000 for one Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yes. So to give you a bit of context in that, I'm guessing a month or so ago, it was probably sitting around the $150, $200 mark. So basically, it's suddenly soared in value. And the reason, just very, very quickly, was ruling in the US, or a sort of legal precedent that effectively seemed to pave the way to legitimizing it as an official currency. And of course, everyone's sort of been treating it as a little bit of a joke outside of the community up till now.
Richard Branson says that they'll accept Bitcoin to pay for your Virgin Galactic flights into space.
If those ever... Oh, sorry, when those happen.
Anyway, moving on from virtual currencies to operating systems, but of the mobile variety.
So, I suppose the studio ones.
No. Those ones, I think you'll probably find you're running XP there, aren't you?
I don't think what we're running here.
running is a little bit of an overstatement, perhaps.
Anyway, do continue.
Anyway, a group of ex-Nokia employees took what was going to become the next Nokia operating system, which is called Migo, went with it outside of Nokia and have created something called Sailfish. They're going to be producing a phone called the Yola, which has just been launched. So that's now officially available, running the Sailfish operating system, which can also run Android applications.
Do you reckon this is really going to be successful?
It's a geek phone.
Yeah, it just feels like one of those things that looks wonderful on paper, but probably just isn't going to get that mass market sort of appeal, really.
Of course, a company called Geek's Phone,
not to be confused,
has announced a phone that will be running Firefox operating system for mobile.
So this is the new thing launched and developed by Mozilla, the guys behind Firefox as a web browser. And basically the concept, and we've spoken about this in the past, is that your phone is just a web browser. So most of the stuff that you do already, you can do in a web browser. So let's take out the middleman and just make the phone run web apps.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Definitely one to watch out for. And there's a lot of the mobile phone industry keeping a very close eye on that, I know.
Last couple of bits. Virgin Media have now announced that their TiVo application, which has been available for iPad for quite a while, is now available for Android. So go and check the Google Play Store for the Virgin Media TV Play Anywhere application.
Also increasing the number of channels, I notice, as well. Did a deal with the UK TV people. They do channels like Gold and Dave and Really, that sort of thing.
Yesterday Plus One. Isn't that today?
You can watch yesterday, today.
Only problem with that app is no support for KitKat. So if you've updated your Android tablet to the latest version, you might find that the Virgin app is not available. Coming soon. And lastly, Amazon is running its regular Black Friday week. Now, Black Friday is a US Thanksgiving sale.
Yeah, it seems to have really migrated across the ocean, really, for the... And it's always been a bit of a thing that's spilled out of the US.
But it's this year, Boxing Day sales as well.
Yeah, this year really seems to have been Black Friday sales big time in Europe. I've certainly had an awful lot of newsletters and so on from a lot of UK suppliers.
Yes.
Advertising Black Friday. So
Amazon are doing 2-hour deals on lots of products right up until 9 p.m. every night until Sunday. So, every day until Sunday. Starts at about 7 a.m. So worth having a look at Amazon's website and checking out what they've got on sale.
Perfect opportunity maybe to get some Christmas shopping going.
Yes, so some of the stuff that we're going to look at we've covered in previous shows, so certainly check out Cambridge105.fm and look at the podcast section to find the shows we talk about.
Good point, you can go and download any of the previous shows and listen to them again.
Yes, so I mean the first thing you might want to put on your shopping list is Blu-ray.
Yep, so this is the next step up from DVD really, so if you've been watching your DVDs, maybe even still got a few VHS tapes lurking around, Blu-ray is the high-definition version, so this means that it's about 4 times the resolution. So this is the number of bits that make up a picture and effectively the level of detail in the picture. And the sound as well is much improved on DVD. So,
do we want to go out and buy another load of discs for something when a lot of things are starting to be streamed?
So a modern Blu-ray player will play all your DVDs already.
And also connect to a lot of those streaming services.
Yes. So a lot of the Blu-ray players check the box, see what it says. If it does Netflix or Love Film, which you might already have a subscription for, great, you've got one box that can do all of those then now for you. So your DVDs, your new Blu-ray discs, and your streaming stuff.
Now, something that's interesting to watch out for on a lot of the Blu-ray stuff is that certainly one of my concerns always was, okay, so I go and buy Doctor Who on Blu-ray, and that's fine, I can watch it and enjoy it at home. But then I go down to my parents' house, for example, and they don't have a Blu-ray player, which means that you can't play it. Now, a lot of the movie studios have now moved over to something called ultraviolet copy.
Yeah, it's a consortium of all the studios that have got together to agree the digital standard for media. And if you buy something with an ultraviolet code, you get a certificate inside the box. You can log on to the website. You do have to do it within a year, I think, normally,
of when
you purchase
yep.
it. But you can log on to the Ultraviolet website, put in your code. That authorizes you a copy in digital format to run on your tablet, to run on your smartphone, on your PC. And you've then got that other copy, which you can use on the parent system when they haven't got Blu-ray.
Exactly. So it's a nice sort of best of both worlds thing.
Rob, for £70, you should be buying your parents' Blu-ray.
Shh, don't tell them that. Spoil the surprise. Hi, Mum. Anyway, to go with the Blu-ray player, I guess the other bit of the system really is TVs, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, your minimum spec should be looking at 1080p now as the absolute minimum now that the 4K TVs are out. 3D, we're still very divided on whether it's worth it or not. Your TV formats, LED versus projector versus plasma. LED is the most common.
Yep.
Plasma is still out there, even though people thought it was a dead technology. It still gives you sometimes the most vibrant cinematic picture. So for the cinema buffs, go and review a plasma next to an LED if you're comparing them. Projector, if you've got the big space for it, for putting up a screen. But think about the nice thing about a projector. You can get a inflatable screen and put up in the garden and have movies in the garden in summer.
Well, or what you do. So what I have, and we'll take a musical break in just a moment. Well, what I actually have is I have my projector firing onto what would be the end window of my lounge.
Yeah.
So the projector screen drops down in front of the window.
Yeah.
But of course, if you don't put the projector screen down, it projects onto the nice cream-coloured blinds.
Aha.
And then you just flip the picture around and you watch it from outside.
Ah.
Perfect for those summer evening barbecues.
Crafty idea. Anyway, go and listen to Gadget Guide 7 for all of our wrap-up on TVs, ultra-high def and 3D.
That's a long time ago, Gadget Guide 7. That was when Mr. Willett was sitting in this seat.
30 episodes ago.
Good gracious me, yes.
Over a year.
It is the Gadget Guide from Cambridge 105. Rob and Lawrence are here, perhaps with a few suggestions for Christmas presents, maybe.
Well, yes, indeed.
Lots of ideas, and some of them expensive, some of them less so. So possibly to go with that new TV, some audio.
Yeah, maybe some surround sound kit or even sort of beyond that room going out into the rest of the house. Yes. I know this is something.
Surround sound, go and listen to show 8.
That's the one.
For multi-room, listen to show 5. But new Beastie from Sonos, who are very good on multi-room wireless systems, so no running cables or anything to install it. They're Play 1. We have one sitting in the studio here to model.
Very nice.
Nice little box, £169, which is not too bad for high-end consumer electronics these days.
And they're not bad audio quality either, are they?
Very good. I might fire it up for you in a bit.
I think we might have to have a listen to that whilst...
And you need one of those or many of those, though?
You can start with one.
Okay.
Basically, if you get it plugged into your router with an Ethernet cable, one will do the job. To extend your Sonos network, add more, and they're then wirelessly attached. You have to have one Sonos device wired into your router. The rest will all talk wirelessly.
Okay, pretty
very
good.
Neat. Mm. So something else, certainly to possibly get before Christmas, to capture that moment when people unwrap their presents, is a new digital camera.
Yes, so this is, if you're not, you know, you've obviously a lot of people now have cameras on their phones, but if you just want something a little bit better, cameras really have come on again and again with the digital cameras. If you thought that a digital camera that you bought 4 years ago, it's a digital camera, it'll be the same as one you buy now, that's not true. Even now, they're making huge advances, particularly in the sort of slightly rubbish, low-light, indoor kind of no sunlight, no flash. That performance is really, really improving.
And they all do video these days as
true.
Well. And, I mean, £70 will buy you a pretty respectable compact point-and-shoot from the Canons, Nikons, Sonys of the world that... It's going to take great photos, so go for it. You know, now's the time. For the people who want a high-end DSLR, now's a good time as well. All of the manufacturers have got new products out. Gadget Show 14.
Yeah, and look out for the sort of the previous ranges as well, because often when they bring out the new range, they then discount.
Older.
Exactly.
Last year's season's fashion and all that. Yes.
Yeah, there's some really, really good cameras on the market at the moment, so watch out for those. But at the sort of more stocking filler end of things, there's all the accessories to go with them, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, in Gadget Show 34, we talked about an external USB battery brick so that you've got something on the go to charge your phone or your tablet from. Certainly a useful thing, and starting at around £20.
And especially if you're using things like the camera on your phone or the GPS, the sat-nav, go back through the archive to hear about that.
Flattening your battery quite quickly.
Exactly, and that can really keep things going. You get about normally 4 or 5 full charges out of one of these battery packs. So it means that you now can go several days, maybe even a week at the outside, especially if you're on holiday, for example.
Yes, yes. Well, while you're on holiday and you've got your smartphone with you.
That's a good point. Need to keep it dry. So I'm actually heading off into the middle of the Atlantic next week. So
are
you going
to get yourself one of these?
I might
have to be an airport.
I'm not sure I have time.
Last minute purchase, yes.
Do they have duty free at RAF Bryce Norton? I'm not sure.
Possibly not. Anyway, the RNLI are doing a waterproof pouch for your gadgets that you take out near water.
Oh, I like the sound of that. That's pretty good.
They're selling it for £5 and the funds go to support the charity.
One of those in the tea towel with the shipping forecast areas on as well. I do those.
Something for mum. Possibly in the kitchen.
No, you've said for mum. I disagree. This is firmly on my Christmas list.
But you weren't here for Gadget Show 21 when Julian and I talked about coffee makers.
Oh, yes, I was in need of a coffee maker at the time, so it seemed to be the best solution was to have a gadget guide talk about one.
Is it still going, the replacement?
It is, yes.
Tassimo?
No, I went for the Tassimo in the end.
Did you get the Tassimo voucher in your email to give to friends, which will let them buy a Tassimo machine for £45?
I did, actually, funnily enough. That's good marketing. But I've kind of figured they're doing the old Gillette Razor model, though.
But
Tassimo is quite cheap, and they make their money on the cartridges, which are full of coffee, go in.
But do you buy your cartridges from Amazon, where they're cheaper?
I do, yes. I've kind of forgiven Amazon for not paying any tax.
A couple other things that would be useful for Christmas Day certainly is a digital meat thermometer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember one of my friends made the mistake of not trusting his thermometer and had a very pink-looking turkey.
Yeah, it's not quite good. They start at about £9 and go up to sort of £30, £40 for the high-end ones, which will do all sorts of fancy things.
So I'll just finally finish off on something else that I really need for my Christmas list, because we've all just got office plants in our office. They just gave everyone a pot plant. And, of course, us being mostly technology people, try and solve the problem of keeping the things alive. And you can now get automated, tell you when to water your plant things. So
from everyone's favourite company who've made Bluetooth gadgets for quite a while, Parrot,
yep,
have now made the Parrot Flower Power.
Sounds great. Well, we'll be back, I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. You're off gallivanting around, aren't you?
Yeah. So, leave you and Julian to Gadget Guide.
Yes, and we'll be back on the 10th of January back together, talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, which will just be coming to an end in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes.
So we should have all the latest trends and news and what to watch out for in 2014.
There we go.
Excellent.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Julian.
See you soon. Happy holidays, Lawrence.